Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Andy Berger, founder of Voices Against Trafficking. April is Child Abuse Awareness Month, and here's a tip. Parents, please play or preview the video or other gaming programs before allowing your children or teen to play. Many programs look safe until the user enters. For more tips, helplines, and hotlines, visit voicesagainsttrafficking.com.
All right. Hey, Pastor Greg here. I'm your host for Chosen Generation Radio. Thanks so much for being here. And I wanted to get that in for my dear friend Andy Berger and her organization, Voices Against Trafficking. April is the Voices Against Trafficking official month, and I couldn't think of a better way to kick off the program than that in light of topics we're going to talk about today. Bottom of hour number two, we're going to get a live update from Pastor Vitaly live from the Ukraine. Be sure and tell your friends. Everyone is going to want to tune in to that. You're going to want to know the truth about what's happening in the Ukraine. Pastor Vitaly has been bringing us that truth. We'll have that for you. Top of the next hour, David Wormser is with us. You're not going to believe what the UN has done. JewishInsider.com reports a new special reportier for Palestinian issues who has been seated by the United Nations has said there needs to be a de facto destruction of Israel, according to the Israel UN envoy in Geneva. Think about what that means, especially in light of the Biden policy on the JCPOA. And we'll have that for you top of the next hour. Yes, Bible believing Christians need to be concerned about what happens to Israel. God's concerned about it. We better be concerned about it, and we better be concerned about what's happening to our children. Scott Powell joins me. Bottom of this hour, is the Great Reset failing? Are patriots rising up and waking up? And there is an awakening happening. We're going to talk about wokeism in just a minute. I'm going to say something right now. I said this to Rick, and Rick was like, oh my goodness. But look, I pronounced 11 years ago that the Overhauling a Straight America agenda, written in 1989, was coming to fruition in our nation, and it would become the law of the land. And everybody told me, shut up and sit down. I don't want to hear about it. You know, we're not going to have gay stuff. We're not going to have all this homosexual stuff, especially not here in Texas. Well, guess what? It's here. And Texas is leading the way because of a governor that is being funded by the LGBTQ and now P agenda. Yes, pedophiles. Pedophiles funding the governor of Texas. Wake up. I said it back then. Nobody wanted to listen. I talked about Islam. Everybody wanted to hear about Islam. Well, we heard about it, but we didn't do anything about it. And now we have mosques, and every mosque in America is a breeding ground for terrorism in this country. And I talked about secular humanism, evolution, and its impact on abortion, and its impact on devaluing life. And look at what happened in Sacramento. People running around, killing one another. And they're blaming it on the guns. It's not the guns. California, wake up. It's your education system and the fact that you push death on kids. You're telling them from kindergarten on up that death is the answer to your problems. If you got something growing inside of you, kill it. If you don't like what your old people are saying, kill them. And then you wonder why they're running around shooting one another and you blame it on the guns? You need to get your heads examined. Well, here's the next one. Woke corporations are terrorist organizations seated within the United States of America to bring down the Constitution and to bring down American freedom and liberty by dancing around the edges and pretending as though they don't have to follow any of the laws of the land. They're remaking the scenery. And one of the leading terrorist organizations in this country is Disney. My next guest is Rick Manning. Rick, welcome. Jump on in. The water's warm, buddy.
Yeah, the water's warm, isn't it? You know, you're okay. Let's talk Disney, okay? And well, first of all,
yes.
One thing people need to understand, and I think this is really, really important. I want people to go to the Business Roundtable, which is the biggest, which is a group of the largest multinational corporations based in America, okay? So it is all the huge multinationals are part of the Business Roundtable. I want people to go there and read their mission statement. And their mission statement essentially rejects capitalism. And it says that they're the stakeholders, people, basically lobbyists from woke groups, are more important than shareholders, the people who actually own the company. That's their, that profit is not their end. But doing good, whatever that means in their minds, is the end. And when a corporation, when the biggest corporations in America don't believe that their job is to make money, because when I invest in them, I'm depending on them making money so I can retire. That is their job. Once you decide you're going to become on the stock exchanges, your job is to make your shareholders money. You don't always succeed, but that's your job. That's the social contract that you sign with the people who put their money in through a mutual fund, through their pension funds, through whatever means they put it in. And yet the biggest companies in America, just go to Business Roundtable, and they did this a couple of years ago, and it was like, and went under the radar. But they've signed off entirely on this idea that their job isn't to make a, their job is to feel good when they're sitting there drinking champagne, eating brie with their friends in the Hamptons. It's not their job, rather than actually going off and put their nose to grindstone, making money so the people who invest in them, who live around the country, who want to retire, end up being able to do so because of the profits they generate. So, yes.
Or create it.
They have created, they have essentially denied their own DNA. They've denied their own right to exist. And as a result, I think their goal is to destroy the capitalist system, the free enterprise system. And as a result, I'm not willing to go as far as you are from a linguistic standpoint, but listen, these people, the people who are running these corporations have bought, they've basically drunk the poison, and because they're so big, it takes a long time to kill them, but they've drunk the poison and they're irretrievably poisoned.
Well, Disney has specifically said that it is their goal, according to recordings that were made in their meeting, their goal is to push the LGBTQ and now P, which is really pedophile, but they're changing the wording for pedophile, and they're referring to minor attracted persons, and they call them pedophilians or some ridiculous name. But that's part of their goal. I guess it's probably kind of out of step. We'll talk about it in my next segment. I know you wanted to hear a little bit about what happened this weekend, which was some great stuff. There's some positive.
Yeah, let's focus on that. You had a birthday this weekend.
I did.
It's exciting because, you know, 5 years ago, nobody thought you'd have another birthday. So right. you had a birthday this weekend and lots of things happened. So why don't we talk, you know, first of all, in India, what happened in India?
All right. So in India, first thing this Saturday morning, and on Saturday, April the 2nd, this past Saturday, I turned 60 years old, and I'm thrilled to be 60, and I'm thrilled to have some gray hairs. And listen, I've earned every single one of these. I'm not going to color them and hide them. They're something I'm proud of. But I turned 60, started the day off 8 a.m. Texas time by praying over and blessing a new freshwater bore well in Punjab, India. A donation from a good friend, Brian Weinstein, who is the CEO and founder of Synergy Health, gave us the donation necessary in order to be able to accomplish that. And so we just want to say thank you to Brian and Synergy Health for the donation that they made that allowed us to be able to put a well in. And the wells are $400. $400 will reach over 3,000 lives with fresh, clean water. It'll change their lives. So I got to do that. Then my wife got an invitation. We went to Women's Aglow. If anyone's not familiar with Women's Aglow, they're an incredible organization of ladies who are powerful prayer warriors, praying for our country, praying for the world, and letting their light shine, their glow shine, which is Jesus Christ in their hearts. And they were praying for me 5 years ago. They were one of the groups that my wife sent a message out to and said, my husband and daughter have been in this accident. My husband is being told that he's clinging to life, that he's not going to survive. We believe that God is going to do other than that. We know that God is well able to save him and heal him and make him well and whole, and we would like you to stand with us. And they stood with us to the point that they actually had we had representatives from Women's Aglow International that came to the hospital and actually prayed over me in the hospital, came and visited me. I remember them coming. So on Saturday, we went to a Women's Aglow meeting here locally, and the Holy Spirit told me as I was sitting in the car, I want you to get out of the car. I'm going to give you the strength, and I want you to walk into their meeting, and I want you to testify and give them encouragement about how their prayers were answered. And so I was obedient to what the Lord said to do, and he gave me the strength, and I was able to get out of the car, and I walked into their meeting. And I testified that God had been healing me and making me stronger. And I testified that I was so grateful for their prayers, and I wanted to encourage them. And I want to encourage all of you who listen to my program, because I know that many, many, many of you 5 years ago when you heard, when Mike Taylor came on the program and said, Pastor Greg has been in a terrible accident, and we need to keep him lifted up in prayer. I know that many, many, many of you prayed. I want to give thanks to Lamar Smith, who was my congressman at the time, who actually came to the hospital, to intensive care, and checked on me and requested updates from my daughter by text every single day. And I'm forever grateful to him for his involvement in my healing process, and all of the doctors and nurses at University Hospital, my precious wife who stayed with me, my eldest daughter, my son, my other daughters, all of my children who were praying diligently, my mom, my family. I just bless all of them and am so grateful for every one of them. And for my precious Aunt Eleanor, who I know listens to the program every day, God bless you. I love you, love you, love you. And I'm so grateful to be here 5 years after the accident, and many years to come. God's got a great plan for you too.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen-size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king-size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. Hi, this is Pastor Greg for Cocolassus. Cocolassus, right here, folks. This stuff is absolutely delicious. Dark cocoa and black molasses. And talk about healthy. Wow, vitamins, minerals, nutrients. This stuff is absolutely dynamite, and it tastes great. Just take a cup of hot water and take some Cocolassus, measure it out, and I'm going to get every last drop of it right here, boy. Take my spoon, scoop that cup right out so I can get every last drop of Cocolassus. Got my Cocolassus right here in my cup. Stir it up. You can put a little more, a little less, whatever you prefer. And bottoms up. Hi, I'm Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, heard on the Truth Broadcasting Network and seen on TECNTV.com Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern, where I discuss today's most important issues through a biblical constitutional lens. TECNTV.com appreciates our partnership with NTD, and we'd love for you to give our great programming a view. That's TECNTV.com, Chosen Generation Radio with Pastor Greg. God bless you and God bless America. And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Goodness gracious, Rick and I got into this great conversation, and there I go again, missing that 21 number. All right, it's Monday. It's obviously Monday. Thank you all for being here. I greatly do appreciate you tuning in with me today. All right, Rick Manning is my guest. Rick, we got to get into this thing, two things. One, of course, is Disney, and people really need to be aware. One of the things that you mentioned briefly is how much influence Disney has. People don't realize how much influence Disney has. Movies, Disney Plus, and it's interesting to note, I read an article this weekend, I think it's 15 countries they're going into, but they came out with this big deal about how they're promoting the LGBTQP. Pedophilia agenda, okay, on your kids. They're grooming your kids and getting your kids ready to be victims of pedophilia. But here's the thing. In addition to that, they're going into 15 countries that have very strong anti-gay, anti-homosexual laws because they're Sharia countries, but they're going to push Disney Plus into those countries. I'm wondering how that's going to work out. Are you there? Oh my goodness. Hello. Sorry, Rick. I had you muted.
I'm still here.
No, it's okay.
I had you muted
on the board. I'm looking at the phone going, oh, he's connected. Oops, red light. No, that's a bad red light. Okay, go ahead.
Sir. Yeah, I didn't, this sounds a lot like my wife, but at least what she wished she could do sometimes. Anyway, we use the word hypocrisy so often, and it's almost like, it becomes old hat because it's so obvious around us. But, you know, they would rather, Disney wants to get in a big old fight with the state of Florida over legislation that merely says that you can't talk about gender as a teacher between kindergarten and third grade. Okay? That's all it says. And yet Disney wants to go to war with the state of Florida over that. And yet they are entering 15 new countries.
Yeah, no,
and Andy Berger would agree with me that this is really kind of such a hypocrisy, but it also shows that they don't, when you get down to it, this is about subverting the U.S. They'll profiteer around the world. They'll take Chinese money and use and have Chinese slaves producing stuff. They don't care. It's subverting the U.S. It's destruction of the United States of America. It's destruction of Judeo-Western, Judeo-Christian culture. And that's what the goal is. And unfortunately, this pedophilia thing that they're embracing is scary, gross, and evil. And people need to just de-Disney their life.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, here, let me again, because this is something that
Hi, I'm Andy Berger, founder of Voices Against Trafficking. April is Child Abuse Awareness Month, and here's a tip. Parents, please play or preview the video or other gaming programs before allowing your children or teen to play. Many programs look safe until the user enters. For more tips, helplines, and hotlines, visit voicesagainsttrafficking.com.
And folks, that's exactly what you're talking about, Rick, right there, is, you know, parents monitoring what your kids are seeing, monitoring what they're seeing and watching and playing the games they're playing. It's so critically important to do that. And I just agree with that whole. And that's, again, that's the transition from Disney and what these woke corporations are doing with their agendas, their CRT agenda, which is, again, designed to create hate from one group of children and a lack of worth and value in another set of children, okay? So you got those two things going on, and then you flood in the issue of gender dysphoria and create gender dysphoria as a means to unite the kids together. We're gonna care about one another because we're gonna change our sexual identity, and that's where we're going to find our value. And then they become victims of very sick-minded grown-ups, but they also become tools in the hands of a Marxist, communist, one world order form of government.
They're mentally, the key is they're trying to destroy kids mentally.
Yes.
They're trying to create a, make it so they are, our kids don't have, you know, basic capacity, mental stability to be able to exist, to actually perform in the world. And the Biden administration, the Biden administration over the weekend, or I guess on Friday, announced that they were going to fund and go out and really promote kids being able to do transitioning, provide the chemicals, provide all that,
yep,
without parental consent. And that's the Biden administration's fully embracing. So don't think this is just Disney. This has come straight out of the White House.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's terrorism against your children. If your child is still in public school, please find an alternative. There's co-ops. There are ways to get your child out of school and or get to the school board meeting and get that changed. Back after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for him in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. Hi, I'm Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, heard on the Truth Broadcasting Network and seen on TECNTV.com Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern, where I discuss today's most important issues through a biblical constitutional lens. TECNTV.com appreciates our partnership with NTD, and we'd love for you to give our great programming a view. That's TECNTV.com, Chosen Generation Radio with Pastor Greg. God bless you and God bless America.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my towels with proprietary technology, which makes them soft and absorbent. Towels that work, what a concept. They're made with USA cotton and come in a variety of awesome colors. My six-piece towel set is regularly $109.99, now just $39.99 with your promo code. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943. Promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg, or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Pastor Greg and get the greatest discounts MyPillow has ever given in their history and support Mike Lindell and his fight for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all Americans.
Hi, I'm Andy Berger, founder of Voices Against Trafficking. April is Child Abuse Awareness Month, and here's a tip. Parents, please play or preview the video or other gaming programs before allowing your children or teen to play. Many programs look safe until the user enters. For more tips, helplines, and hotlines, visit voicesagainsttrafficking.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. If you're watching the program, you have this on your screen, but I want to give this to my listening audience. First of all, also want to give a couple of shout outs. Alan in Hogshead, New York. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you're still listening. Alan in Hogshead, New York, one of our faithful listeners out there in Hogshead, New York on KNEO. They play our program on the weekends, but he's listening today. You can actually do that. You can listen online. You just simply need to call in and you can get the number. And the phone number to listen to the program is 351-999-5116. So if you're not able to watch us on your computer or what have you, you can listen in at 351-999-5116. Also, shout out to Mary in Little Rock, Arkansas. Hello, Mary. Thanks so much for tuning in. Great to have you on board and listening, and we appreciate all the prayers and the phone call. All right. What else? Let me get to my next guest. Call the Capitol switchboard. You've got two senators. We especially need calls to Murkowski in Utah, to Romney, and to Senator Collins to vote no on Ketanji Brown Jackson. No vote on Ketanji Brown Jackson. We do not need someone that is releasing and giving lenient sentences to pedophiles, to child predators, sitting at the Supreme Court. Someone who's light on something like that, and someone who, by the way, doesn't know how to define a woman. I had someone message me and say, well, why don't we ask her how she defines her two daughters? How does she know they're actually daughters and not sons if she can't tell the difference? All right, so there you go. 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. That's the Capitol switchboard. Contact both your senators, no matter where you live, and tell them vote no. Call them, 202-224-3121. Vote no on Ketanji Brown Jackson's nomination to the Supreme Court. All right, my next guest, rediscoveringamerica.net is his website, rediscoveringamerica.net. You can also pick up the book, Rediscovering America. I want to welcome Scott Powell to the program. Scott, welcome. Good to have you.
Well, thank you. And it is really a pleasure and an honor to be a guest on your show, because you're doing such great work.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. I greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate those words of encouragement and your enthusiasm to be here with me. Wow. So the question before us, the Great Reset, that's what they're doing. They're putting a Great Reset together. The progressives are. I said at the onset of this plandemic that took place that I believe that God had a reset that he wants to do with this country. And he was cutting everything away, whether it was your work, whatever it was. He was basically isolating individuals and their families and saying, I want your attention. I want your focus. I want you to come back to me. I'm calling you back to me. And I think there were some people that have heeded that, Scott.
Oh, I think so, too. I really do. And the other benefit of it, as you know, the Old Testament law, one of its primary functions was so that people could recognize sin and the need for a savior, because no one could live up to all the Mosaic law. And so here we are. We're now able to see the dark side more clearly than ever before. So I believe we're in we are in a great awakening right now. We could call it maybe the fourth great awakening or the fifth great awakening.
Yeah.
But great awakenings played a key role before the Revolutionary War. Yeah. They played a key role before the Civil War, actually. Mm-hmm. And here we are, you know, in this crazy time in which we're living, we're actually able to see the truth and see the falsehood more clearly than ever before.
You know, I have said this before, and I want to say it with you and get your thoughts on it. But, you know, when I began this program, God gave me three things to focus on. The overhauling of straight America, which is the homosexual agenda, to highlight that and to push back against it. Islam and its assault on our nation, and secular humanism. And I would suggest that those three combined issues are what are trying to take out our foundation today. And yet I believe, as you've said, I believe that we are seeing people begin to wake up and recognize. And one of the messages God's been sharing with me to tell people is the fullness of the power of Christ on the cross. And it is total salvation, individually and for our country. Jesus said, number one, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent. To your focus on understanding that we have sin that needs to be repented of. And then on the cross, he said, it is finished.
It is finished. That's right. And how reassuring that is. But we, you know, we have to get through the valley of the shadow of death right now. And, but we can take heart that, we've got God at our side, that, those believers know that whatever happens, they're saved, and they can have great courage to go forth because of that. And that is really what we need. That is what built this country, was courage. And what we find with cancel culture, the censor culture, the whole progressive agenda is to cause people to cower and be, and to be subservient and to be quiet. And we need courage of our faith and our conviction to speak up and be the light to the world, the salt and the light.
Amen. Amen. Well, and you've got a great book that you've written, Rediscovering America. The original foundation of the U.S. was the most unique of any nation in history because it protected and empowered the people. And of course, I think we both agree that all of that came from God and from our founders' understanding of who they were in Christ. That was so critically important to their understanding of where true life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness began.
That's right. If American people only realized that America is the most unique nation in the world, that it was really a chosen nation, chosen by God, and God, who began a great work in this country, just as he's at work in our own personal lives, he hasn't left our country. He may have lifted his hand of protection for a while so that we might see the evil and bring about a return, a revival. And I think you're so right, Pastor, to remind people of the importance of repentance. And the whole nation doesn't need to repent. It would be wonderful if it would. But it's always been really a minority that has brought about God's work. So I think sometimes people feel overwhelmed. They see the secular culture is just engulfs everything, and they get discouraged. But take heart, God is going to do a great work in this country yet.
Well, and he always works right at the darkest point when it seems as though things are at their darkest. You think about even the Israelites when they were bound in Egypt for over 400 years, and they cried out and cried out and cried out and felt as though perhaps God had abandoned them, didn't hear their prayers anymore. But there was a remnant. There was a remnant that said, no, God is hearing us. And, you look at the journey that Moses went on. I mean, wow, what a journey. I mean, a baby that was going to be, he was one of the ones that should have been slaughtered, right? And
yes, yeah.
And yet taken into the house of the Pharaoh himself and raised by the Pharaoh's daughter. And given, all of the tools necessary to raise up a nation and break free from the hold of bondage and slavery.
Yes, yes. But remember, Moses also was
he didn't feel he was up to the job initially, remember? And he almost wanted to sort of, I'm not the right person. I can't do this. But then as God began to reveal that he was chosen, that miracles happened right before his very eyes, then Moses was transformed and he became a courageous leader. And that's what I would encourage all the listeners to recognize, that that you can become courageous too.
Amen.
You know, God can transform you to become a courageous leader and to speak out and to speak with love and grace always.
We're going to be going into a break real quick, but I think it's interesting too, and we can talk about this more when we get back, is the difference between the response of Moses versus the response of Saul, who became Paul. And every single one of us will have a burning bush moment, a road on Damascus kind of moment, and the question will be, how will you respond? Back with that after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Michael, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my towels with proprietary technology, which makes them soft and absorbent. Towels that work, what a concept. They're made with USA cotton and come in a variety of awesome colors. My six-piece towel set is regularly $109.99, now just $39.99 with your promo code. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg. 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg. Or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Pastor Greg and get the greatest discounts MyPillow has ever given in their history, and support Mike Lindell and his fight for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all Americans. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and his natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. Hi, this is Pastor Greg for Cocolassus. Cocolassus right here, folks. This stuff is absolutely delicious. Dark cocoa and black molasses. And talk about healthy. Wow, vitamins, minerals, nutrients. This stuff is absolutely dynamite, and it tastes great. Just take a cup of hot water and take some Cocolassus, measure it out, and I'm going to get every last drop of it right here, boy. Take my spoon. Scoop that cup right out so I can get every last drop of Cocolassus. Got my Cocolassus right here in my cup. stir it up. You can put a little more, a little less, whatever you prefer. And bottoms up. Oh, man, that's good. Cocoasis to your health. Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you. And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And just again, want to encourage you, if you are not familiar with this, you need to be. Go to rediscoveringamerica.net, rediscoveringamerica.net. The author, Scott Powell, is with us, rediscoveringamerica.net. How the national holidays tell an amazing story about who we are. Introduction by David Horowitz. And you, if you're watching, you can see that his book, Dark Agenda, is over my shoulder here. Scott, talk to me about, let's focus in on this, because there's really some very encouraging and amazing stories that you were sharing with me in our break. And of course, those are the founding things. That's the cement, the rock upon which our nation was called into existence and stands. And it's why conservatives should win the cultural war, the cultural battle for our country, because God is truly on our side. And it is love, folks. It's not a violent, blood-shedding, murdering kind of war. We're the ones that have the love and the compassion on our side that brings healing and salvation to all.
That's right. and we really do walk with grace and love. And part of that is tolerance and respect. You know, one could argue that the departure, as we've departed our Christian heritage in America,
and the culture has become more and more progressive, what do we see happening? We see intolerance coming back and hatred and lack of respect. It's quite shocking how this has been happening with an accelerated pace. I have friends in Hollywood, and they tell me they can't even speak about anything that has anything to do with politics for fear of, of reprisal.
Wow. That's just absolutely.
And there are
shocking.
Conservatives in Hollywood, as you know, there yes. are people that, believe in the truth and believe in diversity, but we're the tolerant people. I mean, we don't cancel other people. We believe that the truth will prevail if the falsehood, if the errors get an airing and we get an airing, we're going to win every time.
100%.
But what they want to do is cancel us so that we can't win.
Absolutely. So talk to me about, because you were sharing with me some amazing stories related to, for example, Christopher Columbus and his voyage. We got just a couple of minutes, but let's try and get that story in. And that's just one example of the stories you'll read in this incredible book. But talk about that, if you would, for a minute, Scott.
Well, Columbus, first of all, he came from a working class family, and he had a passion for the sea, and he went to sea at an early age, and he was more at home on ships than he was on land. And he shipped out wherever he could find work, but he was also very smart. He was self-learned and really took an interest in navigation. And in any case, one of the ships that he was on sank off the coast of Portugal, and so he spent his formative years in the greatest sea power of the world, where he learned even more about navigation. But he encountered the Muslim blockade to trade to the Far East, and so he believed the earth being round, that if you sailed westward, you could get to India, China, the Spice Islands, and that was his passion, and he was called by God to do that. The second thing about Columbus was that he was a passionate Christian. He was really a Christian evangelist. He looked forward to meeting people at the other side of the world, if you will, that hadn't heard the great news of the arrival of the Savior. And he was highly motivated by these two things. And, if you read his diary and his logbook, he recounts how God spoke to him. And on his very first voyage, it went a little bit longer than he thought, and his Spanish crew threatened to mutiny. And there was, there's probably 100 of them on his ship, because they had three ships, the Nina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria. He faced, 40 or 50 odd Spaniard, Hidalgos that wanted to do him in. He went to God and prayed, and God said, ask for 3 days.
Hmm.
And you will sight land, but ask for 3 days. So Columbus went to his crew and said, "Just give me 3 days, and if we don't sight land, you can do with me what you will." And on the morning of the third day, isn't it interesting? 3 days, morning of the third day,
incredible.
Land was sighted, and Columbus was spared. But Columbus, because he was sponsored by the Spanish. And the Hidalgo culture of the Spanish, and the Caribbean was very, the Caribbean where he did his voyages, he did four voyages in all, and they tried to do some colonization, but it was inhabited by very barbaric people. The Carib tribe, which the Caribbean Sea is named after, were savages that engaged in cannibalism, where they would enslave the women and eat the men. And, Queen Isabella said to Columbus, there's only two ways of dealing with that. You either have to kill them or enslave them. So Columbus got a bad rap because of what some of the Spanish crew members did and the colonizers. Columbus himself was an amazing Christian man who had a passion for bringing people to Christ. Can you believe that? Historians have never told that true story, but it's all in Columbus's words. Anybody can read Columbus's words because they were preserved, you know, which is unusual. You know, right. he lived in what, the 15th century.
Well, and you know, I think, because I love to read, you know, David Barton's writings. And that's one of the things that David Barton points out. They have an incredible library of original documents, right? These are the documents, these are the writings of the men themselves, the things that they wrote, again, that historians today won't, you know, won't put out there. And he actually won, it's been a number of years now, but he won a defamation case because there were individuals that were out there that were saying things that were untrue. And so he filed a lawsuit. He sued him. And guess what? He won. So we have the treasure of those actual documents that actually show the truth about this. And I'm so pleased that you've written a book. So I encourage folks, get the book, Rediscovering America, How the National Holidays Tell an Amazing Story About Who We Are. And Scott, I'm really looking forward to getting a copy myself. Back after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for him in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Mediterranean Sea and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you, and God bless.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg. 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg. Or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Pastor Greg and get the greatest discounts MyPillow has ever given in their history, and support Mike Lindell and his fight for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all Americans. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died 4 times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg. 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg. Or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Pastor Greg and get the greatest discounts MyPillow has ever given in their history, and support Mike Lindell and his fight for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all Americans.